paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellness DC. I'm Richard Giannotto. I'm your host for the next half hour. And I thought it would be interesting to go over several health news pieces that have hit the air since January 1st, 2015, summarize them, and then we'll get into specific topics starting next week. But the first thing I'd like to talk about is foods or lifestyle factors that can actually rob years off of your life. Literally, they're thieves, and they steal your lifespan from you. And I think if we were to group these together, excessive sugar consumption is number one. Artificial sweeteners are number two. Trans fats, and they still do exist despite what you're seeing on commercials and reading in the newspaper. Trans fats, number three. And I added a fourth, vitamin D deficiency. Now, if you're a fan of this show, you have heard me say time and time and time again that a diet which is high in sugar, and we're talking here simple sugars, we're talking fructose, and we're talking grains, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are. A diet high in sugar causes a host of health problems that can take years off of your life. It also causes a host of problems such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. And we have hammered this point home. But you know what? If you look at the trends in nutrition, especially for the coming year, for 2015, and you look at the authors and the scientists who are doing research and writing papers, you will find this concept drummed into you over and over again, that excessive sugar consumption is not good for you. The average American consumes about 64 pounds of sugar a year. That's not good. What we need to do is get down to the equivalent of 6 teaspoons of sugar a day. And that's less than half of what's found in your favorite soda. Think about it. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. The primary culprit here are processed foods, right? The food industry. Added sugars hide in 74% of processed foods under more than 60 different names. So you may not even be aware of just how much sugar you're eating on a daily basis. There was an article that I found in the Huffington Post, and it said sugar accounts for 15% of the average American's daily caloric intake. And the World Health Organization recommends that number be reduced to no more than 5%, or roughly 25 grams, 6 teaspoons per day. That's less than what's found in a single can of soda. Free sugars are found in white and brown sugar. They're found in honey, maple syrup, high fructose corn syrup. The key point is that we are consuming way too much added sugars for good health, according to a spokesperson from the American Heart Association. And it's true. Processed foods are made to get you addicted to the processed foods so that you come back and buy them again and again and again. And the major ingredient that's used is sugar. Or hidden sugars. It was funny. I was in Starbucks the other day, and they were selling bottles of their mocha syrup for coffee, and it said, you know, new and improved natural ingredients. So I turned the bottle over just to see what these natural ingredients were. Beet syrup, corn syrup, sugar. They're all sugars, ladies and gentlemen. All of these dextrose, maladextrose, all of these things are sugars, are hidden sugars. They don't call them sugars. They call the product new and improved, but the same old sugars are in them, and that's all you're consuming is sugar. While obesity alone is associated with 1 in 5 deaths in the U.S., sugar may also have other perhaps even more direct impacts on longevity specifically. All right, Cynthia Kenyon, she's a professor who many will believe will win the Nobel Prize for her research into aging, discovered that non-vegetable carbohydrates, sugars, non-vegetable carbohydrates directly affect specific genes that govern youthfulness and longevity. Seriously, you have a salad for lunch with a bit of organic protein on it, and you're still good to go. You have a plate of pasta for lunch. You're not good to go. Think about it. Those are just the short-term effects. We're talking now about the long-term effects and how they manipulate DNA and manipulate genes into decreasing our youthfulness and decreasing the longevity of life. So by eliminating non-vegetable carbohydrates, Professor Kenyon was able to make roundworms live six times longer than normal. And even more interesting, they also kept their health and youthful vigor until the end, all just by eliminating non-vegetable carbohydrates. Amazing. And this is an important point. So these findings have been successfully repeated in other labs around the world using other animals, including rats, mites, and to some extent, monkeys. Humans also have these same genes, indicating that these results should apply to us as well. So when you think simple sugars, we think obesity and we think heart disease and we think diabetes, but the other problem, pre-diabetes, insulin resistance, that's the big thing. When you think sugar, you think insulin resistance. And you know what? Insulin resistance drives chronic disease, drives diabetes, drives obesity, drives heart disease, drives dementia. Insulin resistance. Excessive amounts of refined sugars and processed fructose and grains cause insulin resistance. And most of the disease-promoting effects of a processed food diet can be traced back to this. All right? You know, it irritates me when I watch television, when I watch the news, and I analyze all of these food commercials and how there are all of these, natural Yoplait yogurt, for instance, is recommended by Weight Watchers because it's the tastiest yogurt. They don't make any health claims about it because if you look at it, there are 26 to 28 grams of sugar in one small container of Yoplait yogurt. This is not healthy. Any of the yogurts that contain fruit are like that. The only yogurt that is healthy, the only dairy that is healthy, would be a plain yogurt, full-fat plain yogurt, not even the low-fat, because when they take out the fat, they substitute sugars. Remember that. Go get a carton of skim milk and compare it with a carton of half and half, and you'll find there are many more sugars in the skim milk than there are in the half and half. The saturated fats in the half and half actually are beneficial to you and can reduce some forms of heart disease. So, you know, we have to change our mindset here. We were brought up in a low-fat mindset, and now all the research points to the fact that this was in error. The original studies that were done were statistically flawed, and results were even fabricated so that the food industry could use all of this sugar and all of these trans fats in the name of a quote-unquote low-fat healthy diet. It's hogwash. So, many of the chronic diseases we struggle with today are, in fact, insulin resistance states. Are you seeing a picture here? Excess consumption of sugar, refined carbohydrates, non-vegetable carbohydrates are a major culprit in many of the chronic disease states that we experience today. All right. Whichever organ becomes insulin resistant ends up manifesting its own metabolic syndrome. So let's take the liver, for instance. If let's say you have insulin resistance in the liver, you end up with type 2 diabetes, which is nutritional type diabetes. When you have insulin resistance in the brain, you end up with Alzheimer's disease. That's why Alzheimer's, some researchers call it type 3 diabetes. You have insulin resistance of the kidney, you end up with chronic renal disease, and so on and so on and so on. Insulin resistance is an important concept, and we've gone over this before. So to reduce your risk of disease, you really want to keep your insulin levels as low as possible. One of the quickest and easiest ways to do this is to avoid processed foods and sweetened beverages of all kinds. Ladies and gentlemen, I drink three things in my life: water, sparkling water, and red wine. And I have 2 to 3 glasses of red wine a day. And I do it because I enjoy the red wine. I collect red wine. But red wine does have some health benefits. The resveratrol in the red wine interacts with the sirtuin group of genes to help you live healthier and longer. The red wine also helps protect against heart disease. Red wine also helps protect against Alzheimer's disease. Those are the three things that I drink in my life. Water, 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 occasional glass of red wine. Water, 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 occasional glass of red wine. Remember that. I don't drink juice. I don't drink soda. I don't drink diet soda. All of those things will harm you, as you will see as we get on in this discussion. So, here's the standard recommendation. Keep your total fructose consumption. Remember, fructose is the sugar found in fruits. Keep your total fructose consumption below 25 grams a day. If you are insulin resistant, and remember, at least half of the American population is insulin resistant, okay, you would be wise to limit your fructose to 15 grams a day. The only fructose I've been eating lately is the fruit that I put in my morning shake. Right, my morning shake is a total green shake. I add a little fruit for flavor, and it amounts to very, very little fructose. So, to counter the food industry's propaganda that downplays the impact of a high sugar processed food diet, dozens of scientists at 3 American universities have created a new educational website called sugarscience.org. You should go visit it because the site is aimed at making independent research available to the public. I'm not making all of this up. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you what the truth is. Please go to sugarscience.org. Browse through the site. It's very, very interesting, the facts you will discover on sugar. All right, we're going to break here for a commercial. And when we come back, let's discuss artificial sweeteners. Thanks. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto, and for 25 years, I've been helping men and women like you with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. And now I'm proud to announce that the Giannotto Clinic is the only clinic in Virginia that offers all 3 major hair restoration procedures under one roof. We have Artis and Neograft, the 2 automated robotic follicular unit extraction procedures, and we have the tried and true follicular unit transplantation strip method. Now you can find a perfect fit with the procedure that works best for you, and in 1 half day begin your journey to natural, permanent hair. We make all 3 procedures affordable, and our consultants can match your lifestyle and desired recovery time to a specific procedure. Your results will be precise, permanent, and aesthetic. Call now, 703-556-4247. And when you call, make sure you ask me about SmartGraft, a new procedure involving more precision in less time than any other FUE method. Call me now, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
Okay, we're back. During the commercial break, Andrew asked me a question, a very important one. We were talking about non-vegetable carbohydrates and vegetable carbohydrates. Vegetable carbohydrates, of course, are preferred, but watch it. White potatoes are a vegetable carbohydrate, but they're not the best thing in the world for you. I'd stick to sweet potatoes. because they're more complex, they're less refined, and you don't get the sugar and the insulin spike after you eat them like you do with white potatoes. White potatoes I put in the same realm as pasta, white rice, things like that, white bread. So they're all refined carbs. So I know that many of you opt for artificial sweeteners to keep your sugar consumption in check, okay? But it's you're doing this in error. It's a mistake because you don't realize just how harmful this trade-off can be. Contrary to industry claims, and, you know, most of the research, quote-unquote research, that most Americans believe are industry claims. It's not really research at all. These are studies that are opted for and paid for by the industry themselves to prove whatever point they want to prove. That's why you should go to the website I talked to you about called sugarscience.org. But anyway, many of the contrary to industry claims, research over the last 30 years, including several large-scale prospective studies, have shown that artificial sweeteners stimulate appetite and increase your craving for carbs. Not the opposite. They also produce a variety of metabolic dysfunctions that promote fat storage and weight gain. Think about it. You're increasing your appetite. You're increasing sensitivity towards carbs. You want more carbs. You crave them. And now you're storing fat and gaining weight. Artificial sweeteners such as aspartame actually worsen insulin resistance to a greater degree than sugar. I'd watch it if I were you, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need the artificial sweeteners either. Other mechanisms of harm for artificial sweeteners have also been revealed. Most recently, scientists actually discovered that artificial sweeteners disrupt your intestinal microflora, that's the bacteria in your intestine, and raising the risk of both obesity and diabetes. More importantly, if you read this actual study, it proves causation. Artificial sweeteners do cause the intestinal microflora to be disrupted, thereby causing obesity and heart disease. So artificial sweeteners were also found to induce dysbiosis. That is a direct result of disrupting the intestinal microflora. So you get, you don't have the proportion of right bacteria. You have the bad bacteria in the gut overpowering the good bacteria. This results in disease states. It also results in glucose intolerance, insulin resistance, and these are all precursors to type 2 diabetes. So besides worsening insulin sensitivity and besides promoting weight gain, aspartame and other artificial sweeteners also promote other health problems associated with excessive sugar consumption, including heart disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, while poor diet is a major driver of Alzheimer's in general, the major culprits being sugar and grains, especially gluten, the key mechanism of harm here appears to be methanol toxicity, a much ignored problem associated with aspartame in particular. Please, ladies and gentlemen, the research is in. Stay away from the artificial sweeteners. You're not doing yourself or anybody else any good by consuming these things. Third on our list is trans fat, all right? Trans fat is really a primary driver of heart disease. And, you know, in the realm of the 70s and 80s when we were on this low-fat kick because studies came out that showed a direct relationship between cholesterol levels, saturated fat levels, and heart disease. And again, these studies were eventually proven false, and they were erroneous. Statistics involved in these studies were not good at all. But because of that, the food industry stripped foods of saturated fat and added trans fats to preserve them. Well, lo and behold, they did another great disservice to American nutrition and to our ongoing battle with aging, longevity, and youthfulness. Did you know that over 38 countries now ban American foods and American products because of what we put in our foods? You wonder when our government's going to eventually wake up. So trans fat found in partially hydrogenated vegetable oils is thought to act as a pro-oxidant. It contributes to oxidative stress, causes cellular damage, and many researchers agree there is no threshold at which trans fats are safe. We need to get rid of them. There are several cities in the United States that have now banned trans fats at a certain level. We have to ban all trans fats. As I said, there is no threshold at which they are safe. Dr. Fred Kumerow, he authored the book Cholesterol is Not the Culprit, has researched fats for 8 decades, and he was the first researcher to note that trans fats clog your arteries, promotes heart disease. Moreover, they prevent the synthesis of prostacyclin, which is necessary to keep your blood flowing. When your arteries cannot produce prostacyclin, blood clots form, and you may succumb to sudden death. Trans fat has also been linked to dementia. What more do I need to tell you to stop eating trans fats? Seriously. Last year, the Food and Drug Administration removed trans fats from the generally recognized as safe list. Took them long enough. This is a step in the right direction, but unfortunately, instead of reverting to healthy saturated fats like coconut oil, lard, and butter, trans fats are being replaced with other non-saturated vegetable oils that really produce other toxic chemicals in the body, especially when they're heated. These byproducts appear to be so harmful, they may even make the trans fats look benign in comparison. So, who is responsible for your health, ladies and gentlemen? You are. You have to gather the data and make important decisions. Don't be brainwashed by the food industry. Don't be brainwashed by the commercials you see on television and hear on the radio. You have to take things into your own hands. Every single one of you is intelligent enough to realize that our food supply, that processed foods are starting to gain a new hold on everyone because people are too busy to cook or too busy to make their own things. And you are relying on a third party for your nutrition. And that third party, the food industry, cares nothing about nutrition, cares everything about taste and addiction and making more and more money. The last thing that robs years from your life, vitamin D levels. Now, you know, vitamin D, I've always said, is not really a vitamin, it's a hormone. And there are vitamin D receptors on every major organ in the body, which means it's used by every major organ in the body. Low vitamin D level will raise your mortality rate. Low vitamin D levels can result in cardiovascular disease because vitamin D is very important for reducing high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, heart attacks, and strokes. Vitamin D levels that are low also increase your risk of autoimmune disease. Vitamin D is a potent immune modulator. It really, really manages the immune system. Vitamin D deficiency results in lung disease, infections, including influenza. It decreases DNA repair, and it impairs metabolic processes. Vitamin D is necessary for brain health, and low vitamin D levels are associated with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And finally, vitamin D has a number of anti-cancer effects, and by keeping your levels low, you are doing yourself a disservice, and you are exposing yourself to DNA mutations and possible cancer. Now, if you remember several weeks ago, study came out in which the researchers claimed that lifestyle had nothing to do with cancer, and that whether or not you get cancer is a throw of the dice. I did not agree with that. A lot of people did not agree with that. Studies have since come out which show that lifestyle definitely has an impact on whether or not you get cancer. So what is the common denominator in everything that we've discussed? It's your lifestyle. It's the choices that you make nutritionally. Really, these things drive disease. There's no in between. There's either good or there's bad. Remember what I always say. Every piece of food you put in your mouth either has a good effect or a bad effect. There's no in-between effect. There's no neutral effect. So remember, choose your foods wisely. And in 2015, make it the year that you clean your insides out and you adopt a newer, healthier lifestyle. you'll feel better, you'll look better, you'll live longer. And if you have family, children, husband, wives, they'll all thank you for it because they'll emulate you because they'll be jealous of the way you look and you feel. All right, so with that, we will sign off, and next week we will start talking about specific problems again in nutrition and lifestyle choices. Until then, have a very safe week. Eat responsibly, ladies and gentlemen, and have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty.
Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. With lower margins, your limited marketing budget has to work harder than ever. LinkedIn is one of the most robust marketing platforms available. With over 350 million members worldwide, 110 million in the U.S., and 3.1 million members within 50 miles of this station, I guarantee your customers and prospects are here. Connect, influence, motivate, create leads. I can show you how. When you want to maximize the return on your LinkedIn presence, email me at mark@federaldirect.net.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics. Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community. plus daily DOD updates, mornings and afternoons, Monday through Friday. DOD Wednesday on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.